Psalm 45. As we continue our way through the Psalms, today we're reading verses 10 through 15 of a wedding song. Listen, daughter, and pay careful attention. Forget your people and your father's house. Let the king be enthralled by your beauty. Honor him, for he is your Lord. The city of Tyre will come with a gift. People of wealth will seek your favor. All glorious is the princess within her chamber. Her gown is interwoven with gold. In embroidered garments she is led to the king. Her virgin companions follow her, those brought to be with her. Led in with joy and gladness, they enter the palace of the king. It's a day for the royal wedding, and the nation is buzzing with excitement. Today's passage was a song written specifically for the occasion of that royal wedding. In yesterday's passage, the song focused on the king. Today, the focus is on the bride. The bride stands in an extraordinary gown that is interwoven with gold. Her accessories are exquisite. Amidst great celebration, the bridal party is led to the palace of the king. As she enters, he is captivated by her beauty. Many see God as a killjoy. He's there to tell them what seems fun is not acceptable. He's pictured as stoic and solemn, even angry at times. But here is a reminder that God loves a party. He loves a celebration. He created all things for us to enjoy. And when we follow his lead, life is the celebration that he intended it to be. And then you know what? After that, there's heaven. Thank you, Father, for giving us all things to enjoy. Help us celebrate with you every day of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.